of Holly doing her lifting. She went to a weightlifting comp last week. I get this right. I am really fucking proud of her. She's a little dot. She's what, 5'2", 5'3". She weighs about 63 kilograms. She's a little cannonball. She's solid. She's not fat, but she's solid. She did 110 kilo back squat the other day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. I mean, I laughed because it's still nowhere near mine, but that's not the point. She is stronger than probably most men of her age. Most guys, unless they're actually regular gym goers and squat, most guys would crumple under 110 kilos.
No, 100%. Absolutely.
It's fucking hilarious. I'm very, very proud of her. I mean, she will get stronger than me. There's no question because I'm getting older and she's getting into her peak. In 5 years, I will start to decline in strength. It's just a biological fact. Mid-60s. So she will beat me. I don't care. I think it's great. There's no ego there. I fucking can't wait. But I'm not going to let her have it easily because then it won't mean anything.
Probably pushes you on some.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not out of ego, but out of, I don't, you know, I want her to push her. And one of the easiest ways to push her is to be stronger than she.
And it's all good fun anyway. Nothing wrong with good competition.
No, but anyway, she sent me these photographs because she paid for these photographs to be taken by the official competition photographer. These are Holly's lifting face. Honestly, you know, women, there's not a single woman in Christendom who's got a pretty crying face, right? I think the same is true of lifting faces.
Yeah.
It's like oh, pushing brilliant. Out a particularly large turd, you know?
They're brilliant.
But all power to her. She's doing brilliantly. Very proud of her. But anyway, talk about chatty shit, right? I saw this fucking post. I mean, for my sins, because of the data capture we're doing and this, you know, the selling to your target, your ideal target client means identifying these people. And regardless of what else we think about the platform, LinkedIn is a good place to find people. I don't say it's a good place to interact with them necessarily or approach them, but it's a great place to find them. Certainly as a single, you know, the first place, first point of contact, if you like, or the first place to find them. So you can then look at their website and look at Endol and other resources. But I saw this fucking post because you can't avoid it. You see these things. Oh, my eyes. And it was this fucking bloke. Honestly, it just my nut in. Saying, every business, your website is the first point of contact from your customers. Well, I just can't even begin to break down how stupid that is. It isn't necessarily. And I said to him, this is just internet myopia. And he got all on his high horse. And I said, okay, you go to a strange town, you go into a restaurant, or you just walk into a pub at random and buy a pint. I've just proven your point is wrong. You know? Well, don't look at a pub, go online, and then look at the website, and then go in and buy a pint. You're fucking walking by a pint, eh? Or a newsagent, or a motorway service station, or a garage if you need petrol. It's absolute bollocks, and they're just off the top of my head. So, let's dispel that myth about your website has to be the most important thing in your business because it's where everybody goes, because it just isn't necessarily, is it?
No, and define contact, first contact. Like, what does that even mean? Like, that's such a vague. Is not, for example, I imagine this person is posting rather often on social media and has resorted to saying things to get engagement, to feel good. Is the first contact not the first time they see one of their posts?
What?
When they connect but it's on LinkedIn that share etymology?
I mean, what if it's... I mean, it's perhaps unfair to poke too much fun at this individual because
most people are making the same mistake.
And most people are making the same mistake, to be fair. It's just when I say a young lad, he's probably in his 30s, but to me, that's a young lad. He's just a young lad who's become a website designer. And that's his hammer to crack everything he sees as a problem, which is, as far as he's concerned, by default, is a nail. You know, and I get it. Everyone who's into X thinks X is the best thing to solve their problems. We are somewhat different, and I'm not just saying this because we can demonstrate this is different. We are somewhat different in that we've done all these things. We've done other things. We haven't just done the one thing we're doing right now. We're doing the one thing we do right now because we've done all the others, and they don't work anywhere near as well.
That simple, isn't it?
I've been doing it for 20 years. If anyone's listening to this thinking, yeah, but OBG, everybody says that. I've got a 20 years in the fucking trenches of direct response marketing, direct response copywriting, direct mail, and I've done the online stuff as well. And there's absolutely no doubt about it. Direct response marketing is the way to go. And in that little niche, direct response copywriting to present your message over the medium of direct mail. When I say most best, times. I can even define what I mean by best. As in, it's efficient and it's effective. Low competition, high ROI. But it's predicated on various things, such as having a high ticket item. I mean, you can sell low cost items by direct mail. Viking Direct do it really well. But your margins are thin, that is hard work. You know, and you need the pipeline and the cash flow to do that. But anyway, back to websites. I really do wish people would get this stupid idea out of their head that your website is this all singing, all dancing thing that's supposed to attract people. So you've got to get SEO down pat. That's the nonsense as well. We don't care about SEO. I don't give a shit if people... I mean, if they find it's great, if they don't, I don't give a fuck.
It's akin to content marketing to me.
Yeah. All of a sudden, there's an entire discipline we don't have to worry about, writing our posts to attract people, because we just don't care. For my website, and this is going to be translated to the main company website, my Evil Bold Genius website is one page of HTML. It's flat. It's a flat file. Right? And again, most website designers won't even probably know this nowadays. In the old days, when every website was basically HTML, as opposed to programmatically generated by a content management system, your main page, your home page, is site.html. That's the default. So I've got a site. .html to my website. It's the entire thing. Now that I do have three other pages. I have manifesto, thanks, and oops. Manifesto is for people who want the manifesto. The only link from there is to the homepage. If you submit successfully your details for the manifesto, you go to the thank you page, and that's got one link, and that's back to the homepage. And oops is if something goes wrong. There's a link on there too to the homepage. That's it. That's my entire website.
So talk a little bit about why the strategic decision behind stripping your website back to the absolute bare bones, and why we are doing it to the main site as well. Because to the outsider, and we've had this opinion applied to us a couple of times now, we've been told it looks, you know, unprofessional, which is an interesting choice of words. It looks homemade. Amongst other things, but there's a lot of thought that goes behind something so simple and to some people so shit.
Yeah, well, this is my website on a mobile. You see it? There's the headline.
Evilboldgenius.com for those listening.
Yeah. And if we go up, we see it's just text. This is flat HTML. This is not WordPress or anything else. It's lightning fast. That's all it is. And we're going to make the main business website pretty much a carbon copy. Why have we done it this way? Well, we've done it this way because we understand what we're doing. Most people don't. Most people have got this idea in their heads that your website is like a shop front.
Yeah.
Okay? And they assume that everyone's going to see about them, or anytime anyone wants to see about them or learn something from them, they will go to their website and use that as a catalogue.
Yeah, their brochure.
So most websites are catalog websites. A brochure, yeah, brochure, catalog, whatever. Brochure is probably a better description, actually.
Yeah.
So they create their website as a brochure. So it's got about me, it's got meet the team, it's got my history, it's got contact, it's got services, portfolio, prices. It's a brochure. Well, no one really seems to stop and think, well, why are we doing this?
Why?
Yeah, and if they do, it's well, because so if people find us, everything's there in one place. Okay. Well, there's an enormous number of presuppositions in there. One is people are searching for you or what you do, and then see your website come up in Google or Bing, and then click on that link and go, well, yeah, that does happen. I'm not denying it. But how often? And how much competition is there? And are you going to spend your time trying to get to the top two or three in Google? As, you know, copywriter island, website designer, fucking Leicester, whatever. Are you going to do that? And if you are, then how does the brochure then sell you? Because it doesn't, a brochure tells, it doesn't sell, it tells. Now, you can write a brochure so it sells, and I've done it for clients. But again, it's something you pay someone like me a lot of money for. You don't just do it by giving it to your website designer. I'll say more about website designers in a moment. None of it good.
You have to ask the question as well. Well, why are people searching for me? What has happened beforehand for them to be searching? And if you go to evilballgenius.com, it's a very clear reason that someone would be searching Evilball Genius, John McCulloch, into Google and landing on that website is because of our direct response marketing that we're engaged in. So there's a very clear, consistent message that fits within the appropriate stage of the whole marketing and sales journey we're taking that prospect through.
They will only, with a few exceptions, I suppose, because there might be some phrases in there that people will come up on Google, like the long tail, but that the overwhelming majority of people who visit my website will do so because they have already seen something from me. So my website exists to filter people down to do one thing, get in touch with me. Only the right people. It's basically call, email, or DM me. Well, call or WhatsApp, DM or email. That's it. There's no other reason. There's no value there. There's no downloads. There's no option to sign up to a newsletter or anything else, which I could change, I suppose. But it's to do one thing. And people will only ever go there if they're specifically looking for me. And if they're they'll only be looking for me if they've already seen something. Well, when are they going to see something? Maybe the podcast, possibly LinkedIn. Overwhelmingly more likely than either of those is direct mail. And that page doesn't carry on the story or the narrative, but it's completely and perfectly aligned with anything they would have read in the
reinforces. It's a reinforcer.
Reinforcer.
Yeah. It's the backup. It's they've been hit with the left and they haven't quite dropped yet. So they've come to the website and they receive a nice big right hook.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Anything else. Often if you litter your website with lots and lots of portfolios and case studies and massively complicated price lists, which I see all the time. All those things are actually friction creators. They're creating friction. They're acting as obstacles to stopping people getting in touch with you because you're giving them the information up front and allowing them to make decisions which are probably more properly made with your guidance and you asking Socratic questions than them just being dished up this fucking huge menu. What do you want to eat from this menu? Well, yeah, you might do that in a restaurant. Fine. You might do that in a fast food restaurant. You might do that at a buffet. But imagine you go to, say, a PT to lose weight, to get a specific result, maybe put on some muscle. Okay? He or she will tell you the macros you're supposed to be eating. They won't give you a load of food. They say, what would you like to eat? And let's try and fit it into your program. Really, that's not what they do. They will tell you how much of different things you need to be eating. So, you know, a good PT won't start by giving you a huge fucking menu of exercises and food and saying, well, what tastes your fancy? You're not qualified to judge. That's why you go to a fucking PT. Well, the same with us. People come to us because they're not qualified to judge and choose between a lot of these things. So why would you give them the option?
Furthermore, the more shit you have on your website, the more shiny buttons you have, the more people will click and skim as opposed to read, which probably does a lot of you a favor. Ironically, does a lot of you a favor considering the quality of writing out in the business world. But if you have one singular, clear, concise messaging in HTML format, isn't that rather intriguing compared to 10 different, you know, items you can choose from in the burger menu? Filled with various images that you flick from left to right because they believe that they serve as reading anchors when in reality you just scroll through and look at the pictures. And now this episode is not to shit on web designers. If they are behaving strategically and it's all very well thought out, but unfortunately that's not the case. It becomes one big self-flatulating...
Flagellating. It's not self-farting, it's not self-dicking.
Have you seen those self-farting gas masks?
No.
So you're
clearly on some different websites.
Yeah, and it's like a gas mask.
Yeah, I did figure out what you meant the moment you said it, right?
But not everyone's as kinky as you, you mad bastard.
That's damn true, that is.
Anyway, I was looking at that for a friend. So you do yourself a disservice by putting all of this shit on there rather than having a clear, concise message. If you look at my website, for example, connorbenham.com, has one function. If someone Googles me, it's like, yeah, I'm the guy at Wellfed Business. And all it does is says, yeah, this is the company that I co-run with John. And it sends them to that website straight away. Does fuck all else. Very simple, very efficient. And in turn, it will too be a HTML website, but we have priorities and other urgent matters.
That ain't one of them.
Exactly.
Website designers, you says this episode is to bash slagging off website designers. I don't want to slag off website designers. It's not in my nature to be needlessly antagonistic towards people. He lied massively. But website designers, you need to understand this, people. They are they're almost synonymous with graphic designers. They can put something together that looks pretty and is functional. Doesn't say anything about their ability to write compelling, persuasive marketing material, but they will tell you it does.
You've pissed a lot of people off there.
I don't care. I really don't, because their opinions, their feelings are none of my business. I'm speaking is true. Like, a graphic designer has no business creating adverts for magazines unless they are trained in direct response marketing. Because what you get is something which is aesthetically pleasing. That doesn't necessarily mean to say it's going to be good marketing or good advertising. It doesn't. And they'll say things like, the font's beautiful. Look at that, how the color scheme, how effectively it all runs together. But does it get response? No. You know, graphic designers, unless they're marketers, are not marketers. Website designers, unless they're marketers, are not marketers, or fucking copywriters for that matter.
That's a whole episode in and of itself. I think it's fair to say this whole episode can be summarized by saying, think a little bit more and act a little bit more strategically when it comes to everything in your business. Think critically.
Why have you got your website? What's it supposed to be doing, and is it achieving that? And if not, how can it achieve it better? If people disagree with any of this, that's fine. It's your opinion. Just bear in mind that your opinion isn't necessarily fact. And then go and look at Warren Buffett's website.
Yeah, that is just the biggest mic drop ever.
The guy is a multi billionaire. He's probably over $100 billion personal fortune. And Charlie Munger, who sadly just died, the same. Go and look at their website, BerkshireHathaway.com, I think it is. Yeah, and it is. Then tell me that successful firms need these all singing or dancing websites. It's even worse than ours. Even worse than Mike's. It's a bunch of fucking links to PDFs that no one's ever going to read. Honestly. And then there's, is it consulting.com? The Kiwi guy, whatever his fucking.
He sold that, but yeah. It was consulting.com, yeah. He sold that and it's gone back to the old website. They reinstated the old site.
Oh, so they have, yeah. From the new owner of consulting, fair enough.
You're probably maybe thinking of samovens.com.
Sam Ovens.
Samovens.com, that's still simple. That was the inspiration behind my website.
Samovens.com. Yeah, there we go. It's a single, it's quite reminiscent of the Google homepage, to be honest. Hi, I'm Sam Ovens. LA Dad CEO at school, SKOOL. And then a link to the school website. Join my email newsletter here. I sold consulting.com in 2022. Old customers log in here with a link to it. That's it. Probably fewer than 50 words.
Fits the fun picture of him.
It's functional. Yeah. Well, I mean, I could cry for some of these if I cared about any of these things. I could cry, theoretically, for these copywriters who say, I've left my job and I've started out as a copywriter on my own. Finally gone freelance. Really pleased to announce my website. You look at these things, you think, you've probably paid a couple of grand for that website. And it's, one, it's shit, and two, it's also the same as every other copyrighted verse I've ever seen. And they're also shit.
I used to, and I don't know her, and I haven't seen her in several years. There used to be a lady at a co-working space I used to go to rather regularly. And she would parade herself around as a website designer, but also a marketing strategist. She had a background in marketing, very different to mine. Me and her didn't share a single opinion, I think.
I've met those as well.
Yeah. We got along, and she was like great. She wasn't one of those that got sour just because you had differing opinions. But yeah, we didn't agree on a single thing. So if you like our style of marketing, you'd hate hers. But hers appeals way more to the corporates, and she typically sold to people that were already inside companies because they met at like a big piss up. Anyway, irrelevant detail. She used to sell websites for, on average, $8,000 a pop. Every client got the exact same Squarespace template website. Pretty much the exact same copy. And if the copy needed adjusting, she'd pay her friend £200 to do it. She then had a back-end package for like $1,000 a month to look after the website and keep the blog updated. Of course, she paid her friend like £100-200 to do that monthly, and she wasn't managing shit because it's a Squarespace website. So as long as it's fucking loading, she doesn't have to deal with anything. And yeah, she was rather successful, and she would admit that it was the easiest money she's ever made. And she parades websites to be this big deal, but it took her less than a couple of hours to do each one.
Fucking hell. We're in the wrong job, Connor.
Yeah.
Does anybody want a website? But it is, it's awful because the people, here's the real tragedy of it. The people who pay for these websites, the websites won't actually do anything for their business, almost certainly. But they'll never know it because they're not measuring and tracking. They don't understand any of this stuff. So they'll just keep getting more clients, and they'll keep getting business, and they'll assume the website's somehow involved. And it really isn't. I mean, the only reason we've got websites at all, the only reason we have them existing in the first place is for defensive reasons. That is, people do search for us, they will find us. They're not central to our strategy or anything else.
No.
I mean, obviously, if you're selling stuff online, then you've got to have a website that's capable of doing that. I'm not denying that for a moment.
There's several great websites to talk about. I love the Berkshire Hathaway one because it's built strategically, I do believe. You know, they don't really want people reading all of those reports. They actually want them turning up to their annual AGM meetings because they famously turned those into the only event that anyone would want to go to in that world. It's low effort, it's low maintenance. Another amazing website that is way infinitely more complex is Amazon. It's perfect. It's completely built for purpose. Beautiful website. It's incredible. If you sit down and look at that website, everything... I can tell that with confidence. Everything is there strategically. Colors.
I could talk for a long time that I could talk for a long time about the Amazon website.
I just wanted to point that out to say we are not saying all of you need to go out and have a black and white HTML website. We are asking you to build one fit for your strategic purpose and needs.
I mean, another great one is there's a firm just down the road, middle of buttfuck nowhere, Fanny Needs Skip Hire.
What's the landing page? Do you need a skip? Yes.
It's probably even worse than that. It is a scan of so it's an image of their brochure. I showed it to you
before. Oh, I love it.
That's it. That's not even a clickable link to email them. You have to fucking type the email in. Guess what? When you want to hire a skip from them, they're fully booked. You have to wait a couple of 3 weeks. There's one in my yard now, not mine, it's the farmer. But, you know, and that's their website. It's someone, we need a website, just fucking scanning this. So that gives a lie to the idea that you've got to have a beautifully crafted website that's functional and allows for him to do this, that, and the other. First point of contact. Fuck off. It's just a scan of a paper fucking flyer that they put on the windscreens and something. And that's their website. And here's the thing. I've used that website to get their phone number and get in touch and order a skip. So it works. That's all they need.
It's fucking brilliant. I heard your calendar reminder. Don't worry, we won't go on too much longer.
Yeah.
There's one more rather shocking decision that we make without even talking, because it just makes strategic sense. Like, there's a lot of these things that happen in the business that we don't even need to speak about, because to us, there's one clear right answer. So for us, when we were discussing the website, we want clear, simple, cut through the shit, fit for purpose. With our recent marketing activity, that makes sense to move it away from the current wellfedbusiness.com, very plain website, to the HTML and style of Evil Genius. Anyway, at the beginning, when we were in the process of making wellfedbusiness.com even plainer from its original form, we chose to omit what we call the wall from the burger menu, from the menu at the top, because it wasn't the right message at the right time. And for those confused as to what the wall is, I'm not going to give you, I could give you the URL. I'm not going to think about it. John can make that decision whilst I'm talking. It's a big fuck off page with, I don't know, how many testimonials do you reckon, John?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Probably. Hundreds, hundreds, hundreds. And again, we've had a couple of people say, you've got testimonials, you know, in one place, that they're not on your website. You know, that's a big oversight. You've overlooked that on your behalf. Well, no, you silly sausage. We deliberately left it off the homepage because it's just noise. They're not either, we don't believe the people on the website are even fit to judge our testimonials. The people that see our testimonials are the ones that we have triaged, pre-qualified to some extent. Right message at the right time, not every message at the complete wrong time.
Always.
All the time. But that may shock people, because that's a big truth in the world of websites. If you've got to have something, it's a way to contact you and your testimonials. Otherwise, you're shit out of luck.
Some of the easiest money I've ever made is doing website critiques for people. They're 1,500 quid a time, and they last about an hour, but they're all the same for me. they are trivially simple for me to do. So it's like 1,500 quid for an hour, just sitting there talking shit about the shit websites. Tell them how to fix it. Well, I do it for them. Anyway, I think we've done it, darling.
I got nothing more to say.
No, I will just say one thing, and it kind of, everything funnels down to this point. Pay the right people for the right job. Yeah. Don't take marketing and sales advice from your website designer or your graphic designer unless they're qualified to give that advice. And I will also say, if anyone ever says in anger, we will make you stand out from the crowd, they are incapable of making you stand out from the crowd. Why do I say that? Because that's just a fucking stereotypical phrase they've not even thought about. They've just taken that phrase from someone else and they're just regurgitating it. They don't understand what they're doing. They've got no imagination whatsoever. They're incompetent. They should probably be taken out, shot, buried in a fucking shallow grave, dug up a week later, shot a second time to make sure they're dead, and then left out for the foxes.
And on that note,
go.
If you want to work with us, and there's at least two people that have told us recently that they would never work with us because they hate our style, off the back of receiving direct mail and doing some research into us. So if you're one of the devotees that have listened to the end, and you enjoy our poor language and our rather unusual, unorthodox style, and you're tempted into working with us, we'll see if that's possible. But you've got to start it off by emailing holly@wellfedbusiness.com. She'll then put you into touch with us if we deem it's appropriate. And on that note,
yeah.
See you later.
See you later.